I believe that the housing executive are now in the process of appointing replacement contractors, and that they intend to update us with that information ASAP. But these employees, I believe, you know, in terms of the communication or the non-communication, the administrators should be contacting them, should be speaking to them. And I would almost envisage that the former employees of Robinson and Ferries will move over with the new contractor.
In the meantime, given that the housing executive in Strabane effectively hasn't had a contractor now since the start of the summer, is there work that needs to be done that's not being done? And are there problems starting to develop in houses in Strabane, perhaps, that aren't being addressed because of this delay?
Yeah, absolutely. The backlog of unfinished jobs within the Strabane District Council area is phenomenal. I do believe that they are doing their best in terms of the interim contractor to pick up the backlog, but they are taking on no new jobs. What's been happening in Strabane is that any new work that's coming on board for the housing executive is not being done. And I have addressed this with the senior managers within the housing executive, that people who have been given a new tenancy are waiting up to 3 and 4 months before they can move into that property because of the backlog. That's very unsatisfactory, in my opinion.